pastor was cast out. The elder sign ripped from his grasp. The human used to seal the gate of forever exiled him into oblivion, denying pastor just at the last moments before possession of the child. How did the human know? How was it possible to gain such knowledge? Then Hester heard the cackle of a whisper, heard the voice darker than black itself, the betrayal, the crawling chaos, Nolathotep, the very same shadow out of time that whispered promises into Hester's ear, promises of a triumphant return to the outer realms, the cryptic realms, and promises now broken and shattered. Hester, forever torn from the earth, his essence ripped into the chaos, denied the human form he was so long ago promised, heard the voice. Then a flash of blinding light, the vision appeared before him in a churning chaos of oblivion. Within his mind's eye, he saw it all before him. In a kaleidoscopic array, he witnessed the child born of his skinless bride, birthed of his own essence. The child would be raised as a human, adopted into a family, and grown into a young man. And then he saw the reasoning for his betrayal. Nolathotep. His insidious plan from the beginning. The black-skinned beast would take possession of the man-child. It would lure him into the mouth of madness itself and take nest in its human form. In this form, he would be the one to finally open the gate, the one to break the seal and let loose the dead sleeping god. It was he who shall become the king of the world, and Hester knew the name of the human child. Its name, Mason Hamilton.